Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A number of services currently offered by Marion County Public Health will soon move to another provider. Let's go in-depth with Katie Gopchak and Alyssa Hauser with American Home Finding Association. Katie, what's the American Home Finding Association?
We are a not-for-profit organization. We started over 120 years ago as an adoption agency here in the area. And now we have around 30 different departments that are mainly serving women and children.
Where do you serve people? Well, first, let me back up a little bit and tell people that you're coming to Marion County, but where else is your service area?
We actually, for some of our programs, such as our emergency youth shelter and group home, that's actually statewide. So we can accept any child from the state into that program. But mainly all of our other programs are in Southeast Iowa.
And you're based out of Ottumwa?
Yes, based out of Ottumwa.
Tell me about what's happening with your organization in Marion County.
So we're very excited, but we've had WIC in maternal child health since the 1970s. So nothing new to us here, but we are expanding into Marion County. As well as Monroe County. So we'll have a 9-county service area now.
All of the WIC programs, Women, Infant, and Children programs, tell us what those are.
So WIC is a food nutrition education program. So clients come and meet with one of our nurses, one of our dietitians, to just make sure they're growing healthy, that our pregnant women are doing good during their pregnancy and afterwards. We really highlight breastfeeding and encourage that. We supply breast pumps, breastfeeding supplies. And then families meet with our RD to go over some healthy eating habits, healthy foods, and then they're issued a card in which they can purchase those healthy foods.
Okay, and then you said another program too. Did I catch that right?
Yes, so there's actually three different programs that we'll be implementing here in Knoxville. The first one is maternal health, and it is for pregnant women who meet with a nurse, and they really just provide some education, what to expect during pregnancy. We like to see them 3 times during pregnancy and then once again postpartum. Then our child adolescent health program is, again, providing a lot of health education. We do dental screenings, establish medical and dental health. And then we can also set clients up with Medicaid insurance through a program called Presumptive Eligibility. We can apply right there on the spot and usually get approval until DHS can make the final word on that.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Katie Gopchak and Alyssa Hauser with American Home Finding Association. Are both of you actively involved in this part of the program, or do you assume more administrative roles? Or I probably sort of misstated that. You probably do administration and care.
Yeah, Alyssa and I don't provide the direct care. Neither of us are a nurse or a dietitian, but we do oversee programming, and Alyssa actually works on site also as sort of an office manager here in Ottumwa. But we will definitely be around the Knoxville area as we get started up there.
And starting October 1st, as I understand it, is when everybody's going to have to go to you for these programs, correct?
That's correct. And I believe our first day there will be Wednesday, October 5th.
October 5th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we've secured a location at the Raceway Mall. So we'll be in suite 1050 there on Lincoln, right next to the Hy-Vee.
And will that be the sole location in Marion County?
Well, actually, we will be in Pella also a couple times a month at the Memorial Building.
Are you going to provide any direct care in those facilities? I mean, like, are there nurses there and stuff?
Oh, yes, yep. So we'll be providing all those services that I mentioned and probably several more that I forgot.
This must be a big move for you. And the announcement's been made, you know, not that long ago. For you to have already secured a space is actually a little remarkable. But you've got to get your staff on board. Are you staffed? Do you have the staff that you need?
Yeah, we are ready to go. And like I said, we've known about what's coming for, maybe 2 years now. So we've really been in the planning stages for a long time, regardless of what the outcomes of the grants were, we were prepared to hit the ground running come October.
Okay, so you knew that the grants would be awarded. You didn't know you were going to get the grant 2 years ago, though, right?
That's correct.
All right, so you were planning regardless.
Yeah, kind of had to.
Right, for such a big operation like that. Can you do this with existing staff, or because you cover a large area, or did you have to get new staff?
We'll be using our existing staff, but we do plan, you know, to hire a few more, just backup purposes, and
And so on October 5th, when this all begins, you're just going to be ready to go? What if 50 people show up?
That'd be great.
You'll like that?
We are currently scheduling for residents in Marion County, so we do encourage anybody to call and get on our schedule if they're interested. We, of course, will accept walk-ins as well, and WIC is an income-based program, so there are some eligibility requirements that we would need also.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Katie Gopchak and Alyssa Hauser with American Home Finding Association.
Now, I don't know exactly how many people use WIC in Marion County. I'm guessing 500 to 1,000. Is that close?
I would say you're probably at the higher end of 1,000, maybe even 1,500.
Okay. Interesting. And so you're ready to deal with 1,500 people?
Yeah, not all at once, but yeah.
Okay. I know on the radio, phone numbers don't work very well, but I still want to get your phone number for people. Would you mind sharing that? Because the more that we get people calling you early and setting up appointments, the easier it's going to be for everybody, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, and so your number is?
All right. Our number, I've got an office location number, and then we have a 1-800 number.
Okay.
So our main office number is 641-682-8784. And then our 1-800 number is 1-800-452-1098.
Well, and then, you know, you would like to avoid walk-ins, I'm sure, but people can find you there right by Hy-Vee.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you'll get your Pella schedule set once you get here, or is that already set?
We have the location and the site secured for Pella, and that kind of works the same as Knoxville. Anyone in Pella is able just to call that number that Katie gave you, and we will get you on the schedule or also stop in. Our first day in Pella will be the 11th.
Okay, so you'll be there the 11th, and then you said twice a month, which days?
So every month we'll be there the second Tuesday of the month and the fourth Thursday of the month. We'll be at the Memorial Building on the square.
Do you have an office there? Or are you just dropping by, bringing, you know, some providers, social worker, staff, what?
Yeah, so we just kind of consider that a satellite site. We have eight different satellite sites that we travel to, including Knoxville, Capella, Albia, Centerville, Bloomfield, Fairfield, Sigourney, Oskaloosa, and Chautauqua. And all of those clinics are full service. So there the patients will be seeing a nurse, a dietitian, a social worker if needed, and all of those services will be provided at every location.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Have I forgot to ask anything, or is there anything else that you want people to know? This is all very complex. This is a big change.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, we're really excited to start serving the clients there. One thing I don't know that I mentioned well enough anyway was our iSmile program, which is a team of a dental hygienist and a registered dental assistant. Some of our nurses will provide some dental screenings at these clinics, but also the iSmile program goes into preschools and schools to provide dental screenings, fluoride varnish, dental sealants. So that's going to be another exciting thing for the area too.
So you serve a lot of communities. You've entered new communities before. What do you have to say to the people of all of Marion County? Will be, you know, coming to you, many people anyway. What do you say to them?
Well, I think, like you said before, you know, we've done this before. We've come into new communities lots of times. And I think the history of American home finding it speaks for itself, of the quality of work that we do, the dedication that we have to people, communities, and families. We're very passionate about this work and passionate about helping people even across the state of Iowa. Yeah, I mean, they're getting an organization that's coming in with, like Katie said, years of experience in working in this kind of work and dedicated, passionate employees who have years of experience providing these services. So it's really just, we kind of are coming in as a family and hoping to, you know, bring in the citizens of Marion County as part of our family as well.
Thanks to Katie Gopchak and Alyssa Hauser for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.